baby. Ooh, champagne. I love champagne. This for me.
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong house.
Hip, streetwise ex-convict Charlene, a black woman, has been trading emails from prison with uptight, straight-laced white attorney Peter. And when she shows up at his door, she's not exactly what he was expecting.
You can't be Charlene, because Charlene is more of a...
skinny white broad.
Yeah?
You know, I get that a lot.
They have absolutely nothing in common, but it's not romance that awaits them. It's better understanding of life and attitudes on both sides of the racial divide, once they can get over the language barrier.
You're a convict?
I did time, baby, but I ain't do the crime. Shoot, Roscoe cracked that dough, I kicked it off the heezy and bounced.
What did you just say?
Bringing down the house ridicules ethnic stereotypes, both black and white, so it risks offending all kinds of audiences. However, Steve Martin, who plays Peter, believes comedy should run that risk.
Well, I think any time you break a taboo, it can produce a lot of laughs. Sometimes there might be too much political correctness in the audience, and that would inhibit them. But the truth is, whenever you tap that little thing that people are tired of, they'll laugh. They want out of it.
People still might get offended. You know what I mean? There's always that possibility. You can't please all the people all the time.
Queen Latifah plays Charlene, a character very familiar to the rap star turned actress from her youth in urban New Jersey.
We're willing to take the chance with it. We think that it's a comedy. It's meant to be laughed at, not taken too seriously anyway. You know, it's almost like you got to give the audience permission to go to the movie and laugh. Just go watch it and laugh, because it's funny as hell. And I'm willing to bet on the fact that you will laugh if you do go see it, and that the chances are you'll laugh more than you'll be upset or angry about it.
I mean, you obviously have pockets of intelligence. So why do you walk and talk and act the way you do?
It ain't acting. This is who I am. I mean, you think I can't talk like you?
Oh, Peter, I absolutely love what you've done with the place. It's so sterile, so bland, so wonderful.
See, you can do it.
Along with the verbal humor in Bringing Down the House, Martin welcomes the opportunity to showcase his wild and crazy skill with physical comedy.
Charlene, come on, you're not fooling anybody.
Who that? Who that?
Well, I wasn't anxious in the sense of... I've got to get it. You know, I was just, it was fun to do it. I didn't even know it was going to be this physical. It just sort of worked out that way. We thought, oh, what about this? What about this? And I knew that scene at the end and the nightclub was funny and things started arising that way.
Eventually, Martin, as Peter, winds up dressed in baggy pants gangsta style and out on the dance floor at an inner city night spot.
What's up, Playboy? Where you from?
From the hood and myth of the tour.
How's your pimp pants up? Strong, baby, strong!
Well, I never considered myself a dancer, but I can learn things by rote. So if I have someone teaching me, but in this case, it was a little different. This was not choreographed dancing. This was just how insane can you go? And it was kind of fun and to know that I didn't have to get a certain line or a Fred Astaire look or, you know, just was me.
Queen Latifah, who's also the film's executive producer, believes comedies can help confront bigotry.
I think so. I think they show how ridiculous it is. You know what I mean? How ridiculous classism and racism is. And that's the whole point. You know, there's good and bad in everyone, and let's laugh at it. Let's just make a joke of it all, because some of it is such a damn joke.
It is damn good to finally connect.
Pardon me?
It's me, fool. Charlene, your date, lawyer girl.
You can't be.
Well, why can't I?
Because you're not a blonde.
Can't get none past you.
Bringing Down the House also features droll Eugene Levy as Peter's love-struck law partner, and genteel English actress Joan Plowright plays a wealthy client who learns how to have fun. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Life ain't going nowhere. Just taking my time until you make up your mind that you're better than the rest. And I ain't going nowhere. Slow down. I'm just taking my time until you show me some signs that you're better than the rest. How many nights I wish you would have brought your best on. Taking my time.
until you make up your mind that you're better than the rest.